talking about personal or family tragedies in your life?
When Mother died was the biggest tragedy that we had that we could really recall.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there wasn't any doctors in Sacramento that were heart doctors. They didn't have such a thing.
The worst possible professor.
They what?
They had a weird question.
Like sausages or something?
Yeah.
Well, she died at home.
Yeah.
How long later did...
I remember being very depressed. I was thinking of this morning. I was very depressed the day before Mother died, and I didn't know what I was depressed about. I was just depressed, and Walt said to me, "Wanda, what's wrong with you?" And I said, "I just feel very depressed. I don't know what's wrong with me." And the next morning, the phone rings, and they tell me that Mother passed away. So I assume that was why I was so depressed. I must have known something was going to happen, but I didn't know what.
Hmm. I didn't hear you talk about your biggest tragedy, which is Gary. You're not supposed to lose a child.
Oh, yeah.
Before you go. Once they make it past childhood.
That was the hardest for me, because you lose a child, and that's...
You kind of expect either you or your husband to go first.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I want to be first.
Well, Walt died before Gary, so... Walt died before Gary, so I thought I should be thankful. Uh-huh.
6 months, actually.
I thought I should be thankful because Walt couldn't handle that. He didn't handle death that well anyway, you know. And so... But Gary was sitting at the kitchen table with me one time, and he said, "Mom, I want to sketch what my plans are for my future." And he told me what he was doing here, and then he said, "This is just a blank in here." But he had told me about all the things that he planned on, but that one area was a blank. And I said, "Well, why is that a blank?" And he said, "I don't know, but I can't feel if there's anything there." And that's when he died. Hmm. The same year that he...
He was about a year younger than Bevan?
Yeah.
Jeannie, Wanda told me when I was taking Jeannie home from the hospital, Bevan,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Gary and Bevan.
Yeah.
And it was hard to lose Harold and Lillian and Bevan.
Lillian was a hard one to lose, too. Very, very hard. Because she was just such a fun person to be around and did all the entertaining. And she was a fun person.
Her funeral was really good.
Yeah. Oh, so many people loved her. Outsiders. Many people outside the church.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, Lisa did that. Lisa?
Yeah.
Did that red thing.
Yeah.
That was really good.
It's exactly what Lillian would want.
Exactly. In fact, that Lillian says, "Why don't you pray at the funeral?"
Yeah.
Lisa had the kid married.
Uh-huh, Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Andrew, she's got her second boy.
She was sitting on our porch last week, wasn't it, telling us about.
Yep. She's got a 2-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 11, almost 16, then 3 boys, 2 on missions and 1 married.
Oh. And I was reminding her about standing in the foyer when Chris was speaking. He just got home from his mission. And he was telling about his giving his talk. And I was standing out in the foyer. And she said, "Who's that?" And I said, "That's my nephew." And she said, "I'm going to go after him." And
she didn't remember that. And
no, she didn't remember.
She was only 15 at the time.
Yeah.
I remember sitting here in the audience at church, but he just understand. That's really weird. She's talking to
her. She is.
So young looking for
Well, Joan, that's a good girl to build a nice fire like that.
Well, they'll build it. I just
think. Oh, that's
well,
good.
I've only got five more questions.
All right,
then
go
we
ahead.
Have to go through this book.
Okay, honey. Go ahead.
You will never get to the first flat.
We're not going to the first flat.
How did you feel when your father, mother, brother, sister, spouse, child died? How did you get used to life without that person, and what helped you the most?
Well, like I said, I was very depressed the day before Mother died. We didn't even know she was going to die, but I do remember running all over Sacramento looking for a heart doctor, and they didn't have such a thing. And, no, but that's who we had to go to.
But I think he's asking how did you cope?
Oh, how did you cope?
With the loss.
Oh, losing Mother wasn't the hardest. Losing Gary and Walt was the hardest.
Your mom was the hardest
time for me. But Mother was because...
You were too young.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, how am I going to raise my kids without my mother? You know?
My mother would tell me, after you have your baby, I'll hold the baby. You can drive wherever we have to stop before the baby comes, then you can keep it.
She was so looking forward to being the grandmother that she loved Joan because Joan was cute little girl and
it's amazing to me that they didn't have seatbelts back then.
Oh, no,
in fact,
no. You go around with the kid and there are
Gary,
Jennifer, right? Right.
Well, and I used to drive. I used to drive around Sacramento with Joan standing in the back seat over this shoulder and Gary in the back seat over this shoulder.
I remember one time Dad taking us out to grandma's and Gary fell out of the door and hung
I don't know if that's
right.
There weren't as many cars. We weren't going fast. It would have been different.
We were just going around the corner and Gene opened the door and fell out.
Well, did that we answer that one?
I don't think you said anything spiritual, which might have been nice.
Yeah, I was hoping for a spiritual.
Well, let's see what we could say. Well,
kind of something.
You said that once in a
while. Well, you know what was spiritual is that it would have been better if Dad would have had Mother sealed to him before she died, but he went finally and had her sealed to him after she passed away.
Who was Foxy?
One of us, I think.
No, because you had to be sealed to
Mother's
children, so it had to be
somebody. Oh.
And Alice?
I don't know. No, was that? I don't think it was Aunt Alice. Was it just a temple matron?
I remember you saying after Gary died, or maybe it was after Dad died, that you felt you were warm, you prayed for help, and you felt like you were being held by somebody, being comforted. That's a spiritual
thing. Oh, yeah.
And you have said that you want to live right so that you can be with all those people.
Oh, yeah. I always have wished that Dad would have taken Mother to the temple. It would have made her very happy, but he didn't realize that life was just that short, I guess. And
he was 89 when he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Mother was only 46.
I mean, I think of that. I have a son-in-law who's 46, and I think he's just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine if he's knocked out at this point.
Mother was a gorgeous young teenager and a young woman. Mm-hmm. And I remember when, Rose and I argued about that. I remember being told that we had a little brother when it was night. And, go ahead.
I remember playing around the town with 8 minutes of playing.
That's right.
And you know, I went to Floyd's funeral. You went too, didn't you? And we were shocked that they never mentioned anything about. They talked about a youth, but they never talked about our home or Harold or anything. He lived in our house.
Yeah,
practically lived.
You know, maybe his family didn't know that part.
Maybe
that's where you get the information.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
What is the greatest accomplishment or joy that you have had in life, and what others do you remember?
Well, having my kids was my greatest joy.
And my grandchildren.
And then even on top of that, the grandchildren.
And this great guest just died.
And the in-law children.
Okay, yeah. As you look back on your life, what is one thing you had to work really hard at and then finally succeeded? You're supposed to think about this before you say it.
Oh, I was going to say taking Bob in to live with us, but that wasn't a hard thing to do. That was just a very natural, normal.
So it is.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what. Hard to do. Rose, you're not talking.
I don't know. It is my big grandson. My one and only.
I can remember when we were young and Rose used to say, you don't have more kids, you're not going to have any grandkids. And here I've got, what, 12? And
I thought you had 14.
You have 14.
Well, 14.
Say it right, you can brag.
Yeah, please brag. Look how cute these are.
I love it. She's a doll.
She is beautiful.
Who's that?
Jennifer.
Oh. I have some
and
pretty...
And a cute mother, I'll bet.
Jeannie looks awfully cute.
Yeah, that's what I hear. She got that little bit of weight off that she needed to.
And you saw these.
Yeah, I saw these.
Well, do you have an accomplishment that you want to say? I guess you've said...
Well,
what I would say about them, that they were girls who hadn't been out in the world all that much, and Sarah Coventry, they just went gangbusters in the business world and...
When I think how I used to travel,
yeah,
places like Placerville,
yeah,
or most of
the time,
hold Jewish shows at home at night at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
It was very brave. Because
it was.
Women were
good darling
sheltered
girls.
And
you've seen me touch Jesse.
They were quite liberated for their day.
Yeah.
It was like the 50s.
Now, long before that, she was selling airways.
Yeah,
You were selling Sarah Coventry at that time?
Uh-huh. I loved my airway back in still.
Yep. But I think that really did bring out a side of them that they probably didn't. Although in the church you always take leadership and you find there. But it was in the world and it was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of liked the time in Sarah Coventry where they really got to know Mormons because of me.
Mm-hmm.
And... they knew they could meet the plane and ask me to pray in the meeting and I wouldn't have to sweat over, you know, because they said we're asking one because we know that you've been praying in front of people since you were a little kid. And I said, how come you know so much? And, well, we know all about the Mormons. I said, how come you aren't one? Mm-hmm. And they
probably did missionary work that you don't even know about.
I probably did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last question. Tell me about your testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are there any spiritual experiences you'd like to tell me about?
Let's not both talk at once, Rose.
I'm going to be back here. Spiritual experiences.
Don't finish that down. You can think about it while you're in there.
No, I get very
impressed. Well, the spiritual experiences that you have that, you know, sort of show you the church is true. And
Rose,
like,
did you have things happen when you were a temple worker, for example, you or nothing else?
Yeah.
In those 3 times, I
knew. I knew it was good. It was good for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
got
good. They say lots of magic, lots of miracles.
You had a case where Anne was really sick or something, and you had to, you know, call her and administer to her. Do you remember that?
She was in the block.
You don't remember?
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Yet. Are you awake enough to know that he asked what he asked?
Yes, I am. I'm awake. I know that you asked me. my
good.
Spiritual spirit stuff. So when my kids are sick or something.
Do you ever have a dream or hear a voice or something like that that made you not do something you were going to do?
Never.
Never?
Never.
That would be too much.
I have felt prompted that I was going to be called upon to, I remember flying in from San Francisco and going directly to the church. It was, must have been mutual. And I remember feeling kind of nervous in my chest that I was going to be called upon to get up and talk about. I can't remember what. And it made me nervous. I remember being kind of upset in my stomach, and I thought, how silly that is, you know. But I went over, and I, sure enough, I was asked to come up and talk, and it was not such a terrible shock, because I had already kind of been warned that this was going to happen. But very interesting.
Yeah. I hate it when that happens too.
You know, but you know it,
yeah.
And you get.
I hate it.
Yeah. I do too, but
what are you going to do?
Well, you have to get up and do what you're called upon to do.
Well, we're going to let Mom go to the bathroom for a minute.
Good.
Do you want to tell your life story, Kathy?
No.
Oh. Well, Mom, it's all up to you.
Say something spiritual.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Off the top of my head.
Well, Susan said that she had a videotape or something that she taped Mom and Aunt Wanda talking about something once.
Really?
Yeah.
They were pretty consistent, I can tell.
Okay.
Except for the, when Uncle Bob
That's
was born.
That's the only thing. We just have to find out when he was born and we'll know who knows.
Well, I know we were singing here on camera. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the world she's thinking.
She knows you were named Dave, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
So we can find out time of day. I
remember like it was yesterday. I've got the clear picture in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Memory's weird.
Well, I know. It was Harold is dead, we can't ask him.
No. But Uncle Bob probably has a birth certificate that says the time of day. And I said,
nighttime. It's
daytime.
Afternoon.
Then you're not. Plus, we know how long it took me to get home.
Yeah, and Mother didn't have a shower. We still didn't know. We didn't have told us about the shower.
Oh, that was funny.
I was 14 years old. I should have known. Mother should have told me.
Yes, she should have. It was a perfect opportunity for education.
Well, I never wanted to hear any of that yet.
Well, and you can't even avoid it now. TV, books, oh my God. Kids are asking questions before they need to.
Yeah.
Have you been through Mother Temple?
Yeah.
How's it?
Oh, it's very exciting. We were Bill was the bishop at the time of the building until we got to be tour guide for the for the winter quarters. That's the other little new temple in ours that it's the one that's dear to my heart. If you ever can get back to that one, it's a pioneer temple. It's adorable. They have stained glass, which isn't typical. And lots of memories of the pioneers in the stained glass, and very pretty. But then, yeah, we went to Nauvoo for the open house, just as visitors. And then Bill and I went, just before we came out here, to do It's about almost 4 hours for our little winter quarters.
So that was back at their place and we went.
Yeah, and it's just two to our winter quarters. But that's the closest, but we were going to Chicago, which was seven. Which was, you had to make it an overnight trip.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get to go very much.
It's hard
if you want that. Yeah, we love both those temples. Delightful.
Sweet.
Yeah. Bill and I, we have Dish up here for BYU. We were watching a biography of President Hinckley. It was made in just after he was made the prophet, which would be 95, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they were bragging about we have 47 temples. And I thought, my goodness, so in 7 to 8 years, we've doubled? Is it over 100? Isn't it 116 or something now?
Oh, my God.
What a man. Mm.
Exciting. We're trying to see whether temple is going to be in...
Well, it's at Aerojet, right? It's at Aerojet. The only hill in Sacramento.
Yeah.
That's a story that Gail was told by someone when President Hinckley came. They showed him three places. They took him to that one last. And he said, why did you take me to those other two places? I don't know if that's really true. It could be a myth, but he's quite pleased with that one. But now they've just broken ground, right? So it'll be another...
About 3 years.
Yeah, that's too bad. They can get up pretty fast, though. At least there's no one.
I think it'll be some neat to come to drive up that hill and see it sitting up there, don't you?
I hope we can see it from the street.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. There's a lot of trees.
Yeah, there are a lot of trees.
The one that's fun to see is San Diego. Have you ever done that
Oh,
one?
Yes, I love
you
that.
You go around the corner.
There it is.
There.
Wonderful.
It just appears.
You ever seen it?
No.
That is a gorgeous one.
We don't either, Stephen. We come here. That's it for us.
Let's travel a little bit.
We've been two places, actually.
The answer is down there.
We've been to South Africa. Huh? We've been to England. But other times we come here.
Yeah, I've been to South Africa.
No, you've been other places. So you've been South America, China or Japan?
Hong Kong.
China.
Hong Kong. Australia. England.
Yeah.
You're a world traveler.
Italy.
Italy?
Ooh, yeah, you brat.
France. I was in England for a day.
I don't want to hear any complaints from her. That's great.
Dad always used to tell Mom that, she spent all this time getting ready for trips. She just needed to get ready for one big trip.
I'm not ready yet. Sounds like
I am interested in these tough old widows. Many times couples, one dies, the other just follows. But these are merry widows who aren't ready. In fact, my mother's funniest story she told me in recent years was, I said, well, Mom, do you think about dying and going and being with Gary and Uncle Harold and Dad and Brown and Grandma? And she says, oh, no, I don't like change.
True. I didn't really say that.
I'm not afraid. Not at all.
Well, when you're afraid or not, she's going to do it, so you might as
well. Well, and you're not in charge of when you go, so you might as well just say you're ready. Or live every day like,
you need to do a time in my life and I'm not in charge?
I think you found that one already. You're just not facing it.
I don't know if I'll know it.
If we couldn't get to the pharmacy, your days would be up.
I know it. Oh, ain't that the truth?
I think he's having a fake life.
Susan was telling me that up here you have a picture of Grandma Lundgren.
Oh,
it's in
good,
the bathroom. It's in Mom's bedroom.
Well, she wanted a copy of it, so I was going to pick my camera and take a picture of it.
It's huge.
Okay, well, I'll do it.
It's huge.
That's probably good, because I'm not sure how close I can focus.
This I've is got another one someplace with that. I don't know.
I
got it.
Grandma Sadie's
here? What did you get?
You gave it to me.
I did?
You have one with Grandma Sadie also?
Yeah.
In my front room. Oh. I didn't know I gave that to you.
You sure sound good.
The weak moment. I must have been a weak moment.
Why shouldn't you? Why should you have them all?
Well, because I took care of Dad and I took care and he brought all of his pictures over and left them in me. Because I took care of him.
I took care of him too.
Well, he lived with me.
He lived with me.
How long?
I don't know. It seems
like
forever.
3 years. I know. You have Dad, you know you've got somebody.
You said it. I think
he was not an easy camper, was he?
No, but he laid in what petition to this day.
Give out to you.
I had that petition. No angelfish, no fighters.
Oh, you like that.
He caught the other fish.
I was thinking about him and his fishing trip, and he let Walt go. And they were fishing, and they were looking for another place, and they found this kind of a nasty pool with dead fish in it. And so Walt decided to shoot from the pool, and it threw the dead fish crap all over Dad in front of him, and
Hell, Walt, don't... I'm never going to bring you on another trip. Everything Walt did was wrong. Well, it was. I mean, let's face it. You need to use the bathroom, honey? Well, go ahead.
Now there's been a wonderful...
Turn the lamp on if you need it.
Okay, yeah. Now there's been one person that beds all over her house. Or kids came.
Oh, she's
and,
good.
In the front room.
For all the wedding people you mean?
For all the kids that came. The Kendra, Becky, and Becky's husband, and Mary Ann.
Oh.
Four kids.
I bet you loved that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did it tire you out?
Well, no, because I didn't have them. I had Ann and Jeff and the kids. And then after that, I had Jeannie and this night for last one last night. These two could make it.
Oh, what are you sitting here?
So we've all
had lots.
But my problem is I don't feel good enough to do anything. By now, I'm exhausted and tired.
Well, we're bound to, Rose. We're in our 80s.
I think you're old.
Well, would you rather have the other?
No.
Well, that's what I always say. It's no fun to be old, but it's better than
the alternative.
Hello.
You know, Anne and Jeff had the snazziest bedroom you ever saw. It was a Chinese bedroom that had a television in it. A great big bed from here to over there.
Oh.
I tell you.
Wonder what that bed is made. Anne used to make furniture very big when our grandparents.
I think this is all custom made.
Oh.
Everything. And beautiful. It's gorgeous, gorgeous place. Maybe these those butterflies.
That was cute.
Beautiful,
I was thinking
butterflies.
Butterflies are different.
Uh-huh. And one flew right up and landed on Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Did you get a picture of it?
I didn't know because I didn't have the other. I think that means good luck to the bride. She sounds very happy.
Oh, that's good. She had a wedding that she liked.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know what everybody decided to go that route, because certainly the one for Jennifer wasn't that expensive. But that by humans.
Oh.
You were there.
Yeah. I was trying to come to this one because I knew it would be wonderful. But
it was beautiful. Really nice. And then they had lovely food afterwards.
See everything you wanted to see and get everything
you got a picture of it. Uh-huh.
Good. Grandma London?
Yeah. Well, it was really tough because it was curved glass.
So there's
mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was one of the ones in Sacramento, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had what you've got now. That was Grandma London with all her hats because she was a milliner, you know.
Oh. Ooh, okay, there was a...
And when she came to this country, she after a missionary visitor in Denmark, she came to this country and she said to her husband, I'm going to Salt Lake City. And he says, what are you going to live on? She says, I'll find something. And so she says, I'll be a milliner. And she probably was a milliner in Denmark. And so she came to Salt Lake and got acquainted with the High Monkey Mucks. And I think one of the first hats she made was for Polly P. Pratt's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she just made hats for all the sisters in charge of Mountain Lake because they had flowers and birds and nests and everything on them, you know, they go.
I wonder if the Pratt family, I guess they're, if you look at the Pratt family history, he's in the genealogy library.
Yeah?
You'd probably see
you might find
saying,
her.
You know, here's this lady you don't know anything about.
Yeah, there might be. And they might be tickled to death to hear something about her.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. I think we're going to have to leave this floor.
Okay. Can I borrow your bathroom for a
moment? Oh, go ahead. And,
I
and you too, if you need to. The bathroom.
I'm going to go down and get the car so I can get you home.
Okay.
Oh, we can take you home.
Oh, her.
This is just down the street, right?
Yeah, she's needing. You're almost out of air.
Mm-hmm.
It's on
I think we better go. When Mom's out of there, we better hit the road.
Well, she's got air at her house.
We got the ones that we put
that makes it
forever.
Oh, yeah. That's
wonderful. It's wonderful. It's a miracle. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either.
You want
one
too, honey?
Yeah, I will.
Well.
Yes. Yeah. Better get my car and have it fixed so we drive.
Yeah, you don't drive any more than we do, though.
I don't either. I wouldn't dare.
And of course, I don't miss a roll of DNA because
kids all have cars.
They all have cars. And they all come and get
I don't miss it because Neville's over anytime I want it.
Yeah.
Judy's there a lot.
Well, that's how it is in names. I've got somebody that'll pick me up all the time.
It's the only fair thing. If the kids aren't going to let their folks drive, they better be willing to take them where they need to go.
Oh, yeah. Because I've never wanted without being able to do it. And it can be said, too.
She says Neville just takes her any place she wants.
Yeah, the shows or anything.
That's one.
I don't get very many shows.
Well, we went to see, David Light Beckham.
Oh, we heard that was good. Uh-huh. She wanted to see that. It hadn't been around for us before.
Yeah, and, two or three real good ones.
I think the last show Mom saw was not a good one. It was that Harrison Ford, but we didn't like very much.